We have a Thanksgiving tradition here at Morning Edition, savoring the musical side of the holiday with Miles Hoffman, who is, of course, our musical commentator. In years past, we've heard drumsticks, we've heard second helpings, that would be encores, classical music turkeys, plus we've shared a fantasy family dinner with history's greatest composers. This year, it's musical feasts. That is from George Frederick Handel's Alexander's Feast, or The Power of Music. And Miles, pull up a chair. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, and pull up a plate.
Well, let's start with turkey. Operas are brimming with banquets, so let's start there. Are there turkeys to be had?
There's one that I know of, Renee. There's one. In the big dinner scene at the beginning of Act Two of Puccini's opera, La Boheme, very famous opera, after the starving philosopher Colline orders salami, and before the starving musician Schaunard orders lobster, the starving painter Marcello actually orders a turkey. But in fact, it's Marcello's flirtatious girlfriend, Musetta, who steals the scene.
I think who would notice a turkey? You're so busy listening to one of the most classic moments in all of classical music.
That's Musetta's Waltz, Renee. Yeah, that's from Puccini's La Boheme, and it's the famous aria in which Musetta describes how happy it makes her to know that when she's out walking, people examine her beauty from head to toe. But I should emphasize that while Musetta is singing, her friends keep eating.
Well, what else might one encounter at a musical feast besides a turkey?
Well, it kind of depends on the feast, Renee. First of all, in addition to food, you'll have drink. And the thing is, you would expect these scenes to be happy scenes, but it doesn't always work that way. In one of Mozart's operas, in fact, speaking of things you might encounter, he includes a dinner scene in which a very unhappy ghost shows up. The ghost of the commendatore, or the commander. This is in Mozart's opera Don Giovanni, although, to be more accurate, the ghost is in the form of a stone statue that comes to life.
And comes to life just in time to eat dinner?
Yeah. Don Giovanni kills the commendatore at the beginning of the opera, and later he has his servant, Leporello, invite the statue to dinner. This is opera, don't forget. And the dinner is really just a sumptuous meal for one, Don Giovanni himself. He's arranged for good food, good music, and everything at this dinner starts off very, very happily. But then, Renee, while Don Giovanni is enjoying his dinner, the statue appears. He has taken Don Giovanni up on the invitation.
Sounds a little less inviting now, Miles.
Yeah, it becomes very inviting because what happens is that the statue returns the favor and invites Don Giovanni to come to his place, the statue's place, for dinner. And Don Giovanni says he's not a coward. He accepts, he takes the statue's hand, and he disappears into the fiery pit.
And Miles, I think we can safely say that Don Giovanni will be having a hot dinner. But surely, very hot. but surely on this Thanksgiving morning, you can offer us a happy operatic meal.
Yeah, I think so. If we jump to the late 20th century, Renee, there's a celebratory banquet scene in the John Adams opera Nixon in China. And in this scene, Zhou Enlai and President Nixon toast each other at the banquet, and everybody seems very happy.
Well,
20th century music, Renee, from the mid-1980s. That's the music of John Adams, the banquet scene from his opera Nixon in China.
And Miles, on this Thanksgiving Day, how about some festive music to listen to as we toil away preparing the holiday banquets that we'll all be putting on our tables later today?
Here's a section from an oratorio by the English composer William Walton, and it's a feast piece. It's called Belshazzar's Feast, and I think the final chorus of that piece will definitely put us in a festive mood.
Holiday feasts. Miles, a toast to you and your family this Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Renee. A happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Miles Hoffman is the violist of the American Chamber Players and the author of the NPR Classical Music Companion and a regular on our program. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.